I'm Jim McKeown, and welcome to Likely Stories, a bi-monthly review of fiction, poetry, nonfiction, and biographies, and, on occasion, an author interview. Margaret Hawkins is the author of two novels, A Year of Cats and Dogs and How to Survive a Natural Disaster. We featured the second on Likely Stories last year. She also has a nonfiction book, How We Got Barb Back, the story of my sister's reawakening after 30 years of schizophrenia. Margaret lives in Illinois and currently teaches writing at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. I talked with Margaret earlier this month. When did you first recognize your love of writing?
Oh, I was a kid. I think I was in grade school, and I've been thinking about this. I think it was fourth or fifth grade, and we had a report. I mean, I have a particular memory. We were sent to the auditorium to watch a movie about volcanoes in Hawaii, I think, and we sat in the dark, and I took notes. And later, I went home to write the report, and I had this feeling, the same feeling I have now when I sit down to write, that mixture of terror and disorganization, and then this weird little click of feeling like if I could get my head around all the different ideas, you know, I was having, that I could discover something new, and it was thrilling. And now, you know, whenever I sit down to write something, I have that same feeling.
What appeals to you most about writing?
Well, it's a way to figure out what I'm thinking about something, and a way to, and you know, to really discover my thoughts on a subject and penetrate it more deeply than I'm inclined to do anywhere else. Also, I just like making something, and this is the medium in which I can make a thing. I used to be a visual artist, and it was the same thing. You know, it's like you have this. You become the god of this little world, and you can organize it, and you can make up the rules, and you can, you know, decide the fate of the characters you've invented, and then there, you know, this order enters by necessity, and it begins to take charge, and you have to, as the god of the world, you have to follow the rules you've created. I don't know. It's an exciting process. To be able to actually watch what's going on in your head and then describe it, I mean, which sounds kind of bizarre, you know, like you're disassociating from your own reality. But I think that's what you do when you are making art. You do kind of dissociate from reality, and you find yourself watching what your brain is making, and then you try to record that.
Now, this is a tough question. Which writer had the greatest influence on your writing life?
That is such a hard question, Jim. I mean, the book that I... Two things come to mind. The book that probably had the most influence on me when I was really young, and the book that I've reread the most in my life, excuse me, is Lolita by Nabokov. And it isn't that I write like him. I mean, you know, nobody writes like him. I mean, he's amazing. But there's something about that, you know, that torrential flow of language that was both poetic and, you know, tragic and funny, and, you know, and making plays on words in multiple languages and borrowing from all these, you know, obscure fields of science it's just such rich writing, and so that certainly had a lot of influence on me.
Margaret, who do you read for enjoyment?
Oh, whatever I'm reading, I read for enjoyment. And if I stop enjoying it, I try to make myself finish. But if I can't enjoy it, then I stop. So really, I read Olive Kitteridge recently by Elizabeth Strout. That's a fantastic book. I know we've talked about Mentor. It's a nonfiction book by Tom Grimes about becoming a writer.
Lastly, what are you working on now?
I'm working on a couple of things. I'm working on another novel, of course, and I'm also working on some essays, which I'm hoping may become a collection. And they're sort of about religion and faith and disbelief and secular seeking and, I don't know, something like that.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. please go to kwbu.org/comments and let us know.